So I'm going to be reviewing a video here from Cosmic First called Women Realize Shortage of Good Men. Where have all the good men gone? I like Cosmic Verse because, you know, he does the work of compiling these wackadoo, nutty, effing, you know, ist broads for me. It would take me hours to do this kind of compilation myself, finding these videos and then lining them all up and then editing them all together. I could do it, but it would take forever. So thank you to Cosmic Verse. Follow him. He's awesome. And follow me too.
Can someone tell me why there's such a lack of fine men right now? There's like a really big shortage of fine men in this world right now.
Okay, but seriously, where are all the good guys? They have to be out there.
I did not expect for all of you guys to agree with me in my recent video about how hard it is to date.
There is no shortage of good men. Modern women are just competing for the top 10%.
All these men deserve like a first class ticket to hell.
Most women do not like most men that much.
Nice guys finish last is a myth. In the long run, nice guys are the ones who know how to maintain long-term relationships.
Nice guys to them are a last resort after Chad and Tyrone rejects their baggages. Kindly subscribe to the channel, as it is our sole form of support.
And don't forget to subscribe to my channel and hit the notification bell and leave a comment.
Thank you.
All these men deserve like a first class ticket to hell.
Yes.
They need to burn, baby, burn.
You know the men they're talking about. The top 10% that don't want them.
I don't cook. I don't clean. I don't want children. Where are all the good men at?
This is for all my single people. So if you are not...
You know what she means by good men? Men that would tolerate that. That's what she means. But also, they're very wealthy, right? And have limitless choices because they're good-looking and wealthy, yeah. Where are those men? They don't exist, sweetheart.
I'm single, just keep scrolling. Can someone tell me why in, like, modern dating or dating right now, we're talking on apps, talking on Instagram, you're sliding in, whatever, but no plans are being made? I don't know about you guys, but I'm not looking for a pen pal. I'm looking for a husband. So, what's going on?
Hi guys, happy Friday. Okay, real talk. Does anyone else...
What's going on is that the only guys that you want... They're hitting it and quitting it, honey. Because you waited too long. You had too much fun in your 20s. And now that you're in your 30s and 40s, they don't want you. That's what's going on.
Just... have like a hard time dating in their 30s? Or even like late 20s? Like whatever. Is the dating world just a challenge these days, or is it just because I'm older? Because, like, when I was younger, I felt like dating was so fun and easy. And
That's because it was, but you're too stupid to understand that older broads, they're really good for pumping and dumping, okay? The guys that you want don't want you. There are guys that would take you, but you don't want them, so, you know.
Now it just feels challenging. Does anyone else struggle with this besides me?
Every woman.
Well, this is called hitting the wall, madam. Hence why dating is so hard for you. The reason why you were able to get so much attention when you were younger is because your value in the dating market was high.
Look at how unkempt she is too. No makeup. Looks like she got a zit down there on her, mouth between the cheek. Maybe it's a cold sore. Wouldn't surprise me. Hair is all disheveled. I mean, she just looks horrible. I mean, sweetheart, your hygiene could be part of the problem.
You were in your prime. As time has passed, your value in the eyes of men has shifted because men typically seek youth, beauty, and fertility when looking for long-term partners. When you were at your peak, men were naturally more drawn to you. But now that you've aged, the reality of the dating market is hitting harder than expected. This right here is how many modern women will end up. Wondering why dating is hard for them in their 30s. But to be honest, dating is hard for everybody. But it's especially harder for women because them not getting as much attention as they used to.
Well, also the big problem is they don't know why. They refuse to take on board even the remotest possibility just because they're getting older. They refuse to acknowledge, let alone accept. You can't accept what you don't acknowledge, that men and women's wants and desires in a partner are not symmetrical. They're asymmetrical. They're not the same. They're not equal. They've been taught that men's desires without social intervention are for the same things they want as women. That the things women want is the ideal, and that's also what men should want. And since all wants, needs, desires aren't biologically determined, but they're all social constructs, men, we just need enough time to reprogram men to want the things we do, because it's all just, you know, random and made up anyway, right? So we'll just get them, we'll program them, because everybody's a blank slate anyway, because it doesn't matter. We might as well give them the preferences we prefer, even though, wait a second, doesn't that mean that preferences you have are all just made up? And they have no grounding in objective reality? And somebody just made them up too, so how are they any better? Whose preferences are better then? If it's just some kind of socially constructed, you know, just my preference, there's no objective basis to them, why are your preferences the ones that men should now have? Well, because they benefit me as a woman. Oh, I see.
Is like entering a whole new world. They're not used to it.
They say good men can be found here.
Can someone tell me why there's such a lack of fine men right now? There's like a really big shortage of fine men in this world right now. And I'm not understanding it. I'm really not understanding it. I don't know if it's the city I'm in. I don't know if it's the state. I go back and in Miami. I was just in Miami. I go back and forth from Miami to Philly. No fine men, but I see bad bitches everywhere I look. Why is there no fine men? And if a man is fine, if he is fine, he's 5'6". 5'7", 5'8". Y'all,
I love it. I love the shaming. He can't control his height. Meanwhile, I bet if we looked at her body, she would have some chunky monkey gut going on there. A fat you-know-what. A way out of proportion hip-to-waist ratio. She'd probably carry on around an extra 40, 50 pounds. Oh, but I can't control that. But a man can control his height. Dump broad. Oh, but if he's hot, he's short. He's a short king. I don't want a short king.
You live in a city where there's fine men everywhere. Please, please, I beg of you. I beg of you to put me on. Like, I beg of you. Like, it's tough times out here right now. It makes it so hard to move on to a new man because there's no one better. Like,
why do you keep moving on to new men? Oh, they keep dumping you because you're chasing the wrong guys, but yet you continue to chase those same guys expecting a different outcome. What does that say about insanity? You continue doing the same thing over and over and over again expecting a different outcome. I'm dating chads every week of the year and they keep dumping me, but I keep dating them expecting to not get dumped. Okay, honey, no, that's not insane.
There's no one better looking.
Fine man in translation, rich and sexy dude, which will simp over her. Good looks ain't everything, and the women who continue to be superficial and picky will end up alone, because at the end of the day, real men don't want to deal with any 304s or boss chicks. Another irrational, delusional modern-day girl that doesn't know what less than 1% of her expectational demands mean. Makeup really put people in delusion. That is really crazy. A man could be perfectly fine in every other aspect, but if he's 5'6", suddenly it's an issue. I love how women love to judge men on their height. By the way, something completely out of their control, something they can't change.
That's a good way to be single your whole life, by the way. You expect a man to tick every single box. I mean, that's insanity. And they've got like 300 boxes, some of these broads. Even a dozen boxes is nuts. Like, he's got 90% of what I want, but there's 10% missing, so... Nah!
But if women get judged on their weight, they say, you're being a misogynist. It's such a double standard.
Yep.
I think these women are keeping themselves single. Every single one of them think they're going to walk down memory lane and find a 6-foot-plus guy just waiting for them. How amazing.
Why is it so hard to date in 2024? I just don't understand.
Have you looked in a mirror, sweetheart? She looks like that the villain in Guardians of the Galaxy 3. The black guy, you know, that would create entire races and then destroy them if they were a disappointment. Which is what she probably does with men. Look at how stretched her face is. Her hair is so tight, it's just pulling back her entire face. Maybe that's faceless, though. That could be. God damn! Look at how tight that face is.
Why people make it so difficult to date.
Oh, Botox. Yeah, all right.
If I have to talk about what I do for work, what I love to do on the weekends one more time, I am literally going to lose my mind. And I keep telling myself, ladies, and I keep reminding myself, if he wants to, he will. Make it stick in your brain, because that literally helps. Like,
I don't get this. What do you mean, if he wants to, he will? Like, I want this guy to do something, but I don't tell him that I want him to do it. He should just know, because, what?
Don't settle for anything less.
I think that's really their favorite slogan. Don't settle for anything less.
Yeah, don't settle for anything less than expecting your man to be psychic, which isn't a real thing.
Yes. What they fail to understand is that everyone settles because no one is perfect when it comes to dating. No one checks off all of their superficial dating requirements. When a woman says that, it often means she has a laundry list of things a guy has to check off. Height, income, looks, personality, lifestyle, the whole package. And when that doesn't happen, they turn around and wonder, why is dating so hard?
By the way, that's another reason why these older broads are so much more difficult to please and to meet the standards of, because of all the baggage they have. Well, those standards are part of the baggage. You see, they would consider those positives, but they're actually negatives holding them back. Because what they do, they date a guy and they find one or two things they like about him. And then they carry that, you know, alpha widowed kind of mentality into the next relationship, because it keeps them single. Because they're looking for somebody that's as good in these ways or better. Got to be better, because they're accumulating all of what they see as positive traits that are coming from different dudes. And they expect to be able to find all of these different traits that they have amalgamated from different men in one guy. And it's like, don't you realize that you got all of these requirements from former Chads you bang, and they were all piecemeal collected and then crammed together? And a guy that has all of these, that is an embodiment of all these things you want, doesn't exist. That's why you had to piecemeal it together, right? To create this fantasy man in your head that isn't real? Don't you realize that, ladies? Nah, they don't get it.
The truth is, dating isn't hard at all. They just make it hard with their unrealistic standards. They've been conditioned to believe they deserve the best,
yeah,
without them being the best themselves.
Niggas be so quick to, let me take you on a trip, let me take you on a trip. Pay a fucking bill. Pay a bill. Pay a goddamn bill.
Why don't you pay your own bills? Huh?
Shit.
I was just talking to one of my friends earlier today, and we were kind of talking about how, like, girls just don't like it when guys are really nice to them, or, like, the good guys aren't ever picked. And I figured it out.
That's true. Don't listen to what women say, by the way. Look at what they do. They eschew the nice guys, they spit on the nice guys, they ignore the nice guys, you're invisible to them. The guys that are nice to them and treat them well, they treat like garbage. So by your very actions, we know how you feel about the nice guys. So don't tell us anything else, okay? We know by your actions that's a lie.
Wow, guys, I figured it out. It's not that girls want jerks.
Yes, it is.
It's that if you're being a jerk up front, we can take you more serious. Like, we're not having to read between the lines. You're already being a butthole. It's more authentic. That's why girls like, jerk, we've already got the worst of you. We want to be able to get to the best. If we have the best up front, then what better is there, you know?
I'm not sure why nobody wants to speak up about this, but I guess I'll be the one to do it. There is a serious shortage of...
What was she saying exactly? That being nice makes them suspicious? Because they're so cynical and suspect of men that they think that your being nice is some kind of a dodge, a scam, a front, that you're being fake, that you're being phony, that you're not being genuine, that you're just trying to ingratiate yourself into their good graces. Well, that's certainly true of male feminists. That's for sure. They're weasels by nature.
Attractive, eligible, mentally stable, emotionally available men. We need to get a search party together. Figure out what has happened, where have they gone, and what do we do about this? Because it's a problem.
Look, I have said this before, and I will say it again. There is no shortage of good men. It is...
It depends on how you define them, you see. You've got to understand that this woman's idea of a good man is not your idea of a good man, okay, lady? She has a very different definition.
simply that you don't see the men that are good men in your life as dateable. But
that's because she doesn't define them as good. She doesn't see them as good.
Probably good friends, like they're probably in your friend zone. And then for the good men that aren't in your life, it is because they're not looking to date. They probably spent far too long in a relationship that took advantage of their goodness. Those men are either working, they're either at home, or they're just hanging out with friends or doing some sort of hobby in seclusion. So if you really do want a good man, you better look in your friend zone or do all that you can to put out positive energy about men, because they will see
positive energy? I don't know. She strikes me as kind of a chameleon as well. Yeah, kind of a pick-me chameleon broad.
See you, and they might take a chance on you then.
We are okay. We don't want to be found. We are content now. There's plenty of us. We've just chosen to opt out from the nonsense. We are very happy on our own.
Mm-hmm.
We fought and survived. Now we want peace. We in our burrows, gaming, gym, God, improving ourselves and our situation. We have been around a lot until we realized that our good intentions just got us friend-zoned. So we withdrew and forced on our own true friends and happiness. The men could just be avoiding her, to be honest, because there are plenty of good men who are already dating good women. It's not that good men have disappeared or don't exist. It's that they've chosen to invest their time and energy into women who appreciate them and don't hold them to impossible standards.
I don't see this as realistic, though, in the West. You've got to leave America. See, the mistake the Cosmic Verse is making here, he's a little too white pill. He's presupposing that there's still good women in America. Not to any degree that is statistically meaningful. I mean, yeah, there's exceptions to the rule, sure. But they're a minuscule number. We're not talking about like 51% are bad and not fit for a relationship and the other 49 are. We're talking like 98, 99% completely unfit for any kind of long-term meaningful relationship. So you have to leave America. You have to. If you want to have a family.
Some of them are at home, though.
Or and don't go to European countries either. The entire West needs to be avoided.
Or overseas. But these men are out there. They're not wasting their time on women who are constantly chasing after an unrealistic fantasy. Good men aren't going to stick around for someone who's always looking for the next best thing or who refuses to settle because her list of demands is endless. They value their peace and happiness, and they're smart enough to recognize when they're being undervalued or when a woman's expectations are out of touch with reality.
Where are the men out there that are around 23 years old and ready to settle, get married, have 3 to 4 kids?
Wait, they should settle, but you won't settle.
And live on a farm, because I can't find any.
And good guys or bad boys?
Bad boys. Bad.
Does anybody really think that chick would be happy living on a farm?
Her big energy.
Big energy. Because big can have weak stroke.
You absolutely right.
You need help.
Dating in your late 20s is so fucking hard because
we got another one of these stretch face broads. What is this? Looks like the, remember the first RoboCop? Face is like, I can't do it with these. I was yeah, it looks like the RoboCop dude from the first and second RoboCop back in the 80s, man. Yeah.
So content with being by myself, and I'm so independent. I'm constantly taking myself out on dates.
We got Wigtow here. So this is okay, by the way. If you're like this broad, I'm a woman going my own way. Yeah, okay. Yeah, the moment you get a job in, you know, working in the sewers or trash removal or construction, then I'll believe you, honey. Otherwise, you're still surviving off of men. I don't think women can go their own way. That's a total, complete, farcical idea.
I'm doing all these things by myself, that it's like, if I'm contemplating going on a...
Who fixes your car? Who gives you your electricity? Who built your house? Who do you call when your electricity goes out? Who do you call when you need a new garbage disposal? Oh, man, I see. But you're Wigtow. Oh, okay, sweetheart. Continue.
Date with you, it's not in competition with anybody else. You're in competition with me. It's like, would I rather spend time with you than spend time by myself? Because that's how much I love spending time by myself. And
same applies to us, honey. You're in competition with me. And guess what? My company's better than yours. I guarantee that.
And I think it's so fucking hard because I also am somebody who, like, treats myself. So, like, if I'm going out on a date, I'm going to an expensive dinner, or I'm going to a baseball game, or I'm going to, like, any kind of sporting event, like a concert. Like, I do all those things.
Yeah, the difference between me and you is when I go out, I don't say I'm taking myself on a date. That's coping nonsense. And when you say that, you're actually saying, I want to go out with a man, but I can't find a man, and my standards are too high, so I've just decided to die alone. Well, you'll have a cat and a dog. Probably already does.
Things by myself. And I feel like a lot of times when men ask me to go out with them, like, if I think that the date is too basic, like, I don't want to go. And it has nothing to do with them. But it's like, if you're not even willing to put the extra effort on the first date,
spend more money because I'm just a commodity.
I already know we're not compatible because I am extra as fuck and
you need to purchase me.
I am a woman of luxury.
It just
because I'm an object, even though I say don't objectify me.
Sounds like this woman is going to be single for another 20 years because honestly, what man wants to compete with his woman? Men don't want to feel like they're constantly having to prove themselves or outdo their partner. Maybe before some of these women date, they should take the time to understand the real purpose of dating. It's not about finding someone who can compete with them or live up to some unrealistic ideal they've set for themselves. A date is for building connection. It just sounds like she's trying to build up a man's stress levels.
Yeah, a date is to get to know the other person, to see if there's some kind of future there. And by the way, they're total complete strangers. You expecting me to spend money on you and I don't even know you? That's absurd. You wouldn't do that for me, right? But you want equality, right? Are you going to get the bill the next time? No. You were too basic this time. So the next time, even though I could be basic and not have to spend much money, the same amount, because I believe in equality, I'm just going to skew that and we're not going to have a next time because then I would actually have to pay something. And that's equality, actual equality. And I don't want that. And I don't want real equality anyway. I just want you to spend massive tons of money on me because I have a vajayjay. And what you get in return is me competing with you to be the better man, which I am because you're a total complete simp loser to be with me to begin with because I'm so masculine.
The part they don't tell you about getting a good man is this. You're going to come to the realization that none of them, I mean, none of those men ever really liked you. They might have been infatuated by you. They might have liked to canoodle with you. They might have even liked how you looked. But actually liked you? No, sirskis.
This is nothing more than just projection. This is a woman who's been hurt in her past relationships, attracting the same types of guys. And as a result, she's built up this hatred. There's definitely good men out there. She's just been picking from the wrong basket.
At some point, even the good guys...
She's just coping because she can't accept the fact that she's the problem.
Get a couple bad bones in their bodies at some point, ladies. Because when you were overlooking a lot of the quote-unquote good guys, when you were a little bit younger, you like to deal with a lot of bad guys. And then you get through a couple bad guys, you say, you know what, I'm ready for a good guy. A really good guy who's going to treat me right and everything. By that point, he realizes that that didn't work for him. And now he's turned a little bit bad, just a little bit more boundary, a little more stern, a little less, yeah, because that didn't work. It just never worked for him. So now you want a couple good guys. See how the cycle comes back? You want the good guys now, only after you've been through a couple bad ones.
Yeah, either that or the guys figure out that the juice ain't worth the squeeze and they move to the Philippines or Thailand. Okay, I got a video on my channel where this and Brooke complained about how she's not getting enough simps giving her tips on OnlyFans because they're all going to Thailand and that makes them a bunch of losers. You ought to check that video out. But not only that, but these chicks, they accumulate baggage. They only go after the top 10%. And when they go after the other 90% of dudes, they project that baggage and those expectations and that hatred of men onto those good guys. And so that sabotages those relationships as well. So these women are damaged goods. They're damaged goods. You can't have a relationship with them at that point.
And the bad ones have undoubtedly kind of scarred you. And I get that. But by the time you decide to want a good guy, the good guys, some of them have turned a little bad.
Yeah.
So there's still some good guys out here, ladies. Let me not discredit. There are. But they're in a different kind of good. Not exactly the good you want. Because in your 20s, he was good. He could have been good. But now he's got a couple bad bones in his body. Oops, waited just a little too long. Yeah.
Women only want the good guys for stability in their later years. Mm-hmm. Once they've finished playing the streets and chasing attention from the players, it's a classic pattern. In their younger years, many women prioritize excitement, drama, and the thrill of being with the so-called bad boys. These are the men who may give them temporary highs, but they don't offer the long-term security or emotional support that a good man would. Once those years of chasing thrills start to wear thin and reality sets in, often in their 30s or later, suddenly the boring good guy becomes appealing. But by then, it's not about love or...
He's not really appealing, by the way, in any other sense than she's tired of working, she's tired of taking care of herself, she's tired of being strong and independent, which she's never been because men pretty much create and take care of everything in her life that keeps her alive and fed. But she gets tired of having to do what little work she actually does in her nice, comfy, air-conditioned office, and then she wants somebody else to pull the plow for her, even though she's never actually pulled a plow and has no idea what that would be like.
Genuine connection. It's about finding someone who will provide stability, financial security, and the emotional reliability they neglected to seek out in their younger years. They realize that the bad boys they once craved aren't interested in commitment or providing the steady lifestyle they now desire.
Men need to stop taking women.
By the way, those women, they still want that bad boy, right? And they give up the good guy, and then they still, now they miss. Once the honeymoon period wears off, if there is any honeymoon period, if she has any feelings for him at all, if she's attracted to him at all, which usually oftentimes isn't the case, she still wants the bad boy. Still wants him, and often goes after him, even after married to a nice guy.
And on dates. If she wants something from you without knowing you, she's playing you. I wouldn't even buy her coffee.
Men need
to stop with this fraud.
Taking women on
dates. Get your best friend in. Take her out of here.
You should never take a woman out on a date that you don't have vested interest in and that you're not sure she has a vested interest in you. Stop trying to disillusion her with your money, your resources, your ability to buy her roses and all that dumb stuff.
That's not dumb. Disillusion me, baby, all day.
What has that gotten you? Where are they? Exactly. So stop doing it. You're wasting your money. You're wasting your time. If you need, hold on, I'm not done. If you want to know if a woman is interested in you for real and wants to not just use you as a meal plan, because let me tell you, a lot of my homegirls are going out with you because they are bored. They don't have nothing to do. They're not over the other dude. Somebody else hasn't hit her back yet, so she's going out with your stupid ass. So stop taking her out on dates. Don't buy her anything. Don't spend a dime. Don't spend a nickel. Don't spend a penny. Go somewhere that is free. And if she is unwilling to go there with you, don't go out with her. Talk to her on the phone. If she wants something from you without knowing you, she's playing you.
I like what she has to say, but unfortunately, she's a little too masculine and chunky.
It's about seeing who can give them the most benefits, whether that's free dinners, attention, or validation. They string these men along, pretending there's potential for something serious. Yeah. But in reality, they never had any intention of getting into a relationship. These women know exactly what they're doing. They'll text or flirt just enough to keep a guy interested, give him the impression that he's working towards something, but all they're really after is the next free meal or favor. Once they've gotten what they want, they either ghost him or keep him in the rotation until he catches on and backs out. It's a game for them.
Yep, it's a game. And women wonder why they're single in their 40s, because they look at it as a game. Look, dating is a relatively new phenomenon. It used to be known as courting. And courting was just, you do stuff together. But not anything requires any major output of money. You go for a walk. That was the most common activity. You spend time at her parents' house where she lives with her parents with her. You chit-chat with her, right? You don't spend any time alone with her. And you get to know each other. It was just about getting to know one another. Dating is a relatively new phenomenon. It's not courting at all. There's no intentionality. There's no seriousness to it. And that's the problem. But for both men and women, by the way, They're approaching it as if it's a game, as if it's, you know, not something serious. They're just playing. Life is not a game. Life is serious. You can take yourself not so seriously, but you damn well sure better take life seriously. And if you don't, you're going to end up like these chicks. Bitter, alone, damaged, with tons of baggage. And in the case of many of these women, with kids, but no man to help you take care of them. So they're that much more bitter. But anyway, let me know what you think. Is there really a shortage of good men? Or are the majority of Western women just essentially getting it wrong? Do they have the wrong definition? Have they been taught that this is what constitutes a good man, and that's the wrong definition? Do they just have it all wrong in terms of what makes a good man? Let me know what you think in the comments. Please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. If you want some more juicy, yummy red pills, because I give them out, baby, for free, in gigantic handfuls that will choke you. Huge horse pills. Like, subscribe, hit the notification bell, because, you know, YouTube's not going to notify you of my content. It's too red pill. And, yeah. On that note, I'm out of here. I am the Realist Philosopher, and I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.